You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
What is going on, Pirate Nation? Welcome back into the Sports Objective. We're taking a look at East Carolina's 2024 signing class. Mike Houston and staff, on Wednesday, they welcomed 20 new Pirates into the fold as they signed their national letters of intent. And one of those 18 from the high school ranks is a very highly touted quarterback from the state of Kentucky, Christian Academy of Louisville. Welcome in, Cole Hodge. Cole, we appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no doubt. Very excited about you becoming a Pirate. And so let's just take it back several months or maybe more and talk about your recruitment under Mike Houston and staff. Obviously, there's been a change with the offensive staff. But, you know, take us back to when you had that first contact with Coach Houston, Coach Donnie Kirkpatrick and staff.
Yeah, so just sitting in school, you know, getting a message from East Carolina. I was really excited. I didn't know much about the program, just staying in contact with them. And then finally got on the phone with Coach Kirkpatrick, Coach Houston, and they offered me. And then, you know, researching more about the school and, you know, kind of seeing how cool that school was and how, like, important football is to this fan base was really cool. So that really intrigued me. And then the first time I visited East Carolina, I was blown away. Just the college atmosphere, just how nice East Carolina is and how nice Greenville is. Really impressed me. And then obviously Coach Houston is really impressive. So I really liked Coach Houston and Coach Kirkpatrick. I had a great relationship with them. And then, you know, after the season, you know, I was just I told Coach Houston, you know, whatever happens, I'm still a Pirate. And so, you know, after Coach Kirkpatrick got fired, I think he made a great choice with Coach Baker. I love Coach Baker. He's a lot of energy. Great football IQ, and he comes from an amazing offense with Ole Miss. And so I'm really excited about him. You know, I've talked to him, and I'm really excited where this offense is going to be next year.
No doubt. So much passion and excitement with Coach John David Baker coming in from Ole Miss, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. But going back to that relationship with Coach Kirkpatrick, the reason I wanted to bring that up is because I know Coach Kirkpatrick had been at Louisville back in the late 90s, and I believe he had actually coached, you know, been on the staff there, I believe with John L. Smith at Louisville for your offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, Chris Redmond. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So, obviously a tie there that Pirate fans can relate to. Memories of being in that league with the Louisville Cardinals back in the late 90s and early 2000s. But, you know, fast forwarding back to present, you talk about Coach John David Baker having come from that staff at Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, and then he had a background with Seth Luttrell at North Texas and also Clay Helton out at USC. So he has the opportunity to blend air raid concepts, a different approach to running the football, utilizing tempo. Just talk about everything his offense entails and, you know, what you're looking forward to most about playing in this offense.
Yeah, you know, he talks about how a lot's on the quarterback, and so I like that. As a quarterback, you know, I want to prepare and study, and, you know, I want, you know, the weight on my shoulders. And so I think it's great offense for the quarterback, you know, just getting us in the right play, a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage, a lot of fast tempo. You know, it's hard on the defense to change coverages when you're going fast. And so, you know, they're kind of stuck in the same defense. And so I think you can get cleaner looks as an offense when you go tempo and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about his growth as offensive coordinator and ready to watch him ball out East Carolina.
So, talking about your relationship with Chris Redmond and then also your head coach, who's also a former University of Louisville quarterback and NFL quarterback and Hunter Cantwell, what a luxury to have the opportunity to be coached by two greats like those gentlemen.
100%. I'm so thankful for them. They're amazing coaches, and even more importantly, they're great men and great coaches. You know, they have families at home, and they spend a lot of time with me and our team. I'm really thankful for that. You know, they could be doing stuff with their family, and they come out here and spend time with us. You know, I work out in the off season before school at 6 a.m. So them being there when they don't have to, it's off season, you know, just to help me, you know, helping me before school, after school, you know, with coverages or plays and stuff like that. You know, the amount of time they spend with me, I've been very grateful for it. You know, they don't have to do that. And so just all my growth, I just put towards them, and I'm very thankful for them.
Throughout your recruitment by East Carolina, I know you are certainly aware of Holt Nailers. Did you have the opportunity to interact with the Pirate great who you know, set so many records during his time in Greenville?
I have not talked to him yet. He followed me on Instagram and Twitter a couple weeks ago, and that was cool. But, you know, I've watched all of his highlights in East Carolina, all his the games from East Carolina. You know, super excited to see him sign with the Seahawks and the practice squad and, you know, continue to follow through that. And, you know, I obviously look up to him, you know, trying to be like him. And, you know, he's obviously a legend.
No doubt, hometown kid that did so much for the program. But, you know, give credit to Stephen Igo with Hoist the Colors on 24/7 Sports. He said that during your recruitment that, you know, the University of Kentucky and University of Louisville both had very good seasons, and they perhaps made a late push at you, and also maybe other programs. But what made you decide to stick with East Carolina and be a Pirate moving forward?
Yeah, after Coach Kirkpatrick got fired, I think a lot of schools thought that maybe I was open. I got contacted by a lot of schools, you know, trying to flip me. But you know, I told Coach Schutz, I'm not going anywhere. I'm a Pirate. You know, I love this fan base. You know, how much they support their football, and it's just really cool. It's a really cool experience. You know, going to a game, my first home game, I was blown away. I was like, man, this is where I want to play. This is where I want to be playing football. And so, you know, playing for Coach Houston, I told him, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I love Coach Houston. I love what his vision for the program, and he made a great hire on Coach Baker, and I trust whatever he says. And so, I'm just looking forward to being a Pirate.
So you were at that initial home game against Marshall, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and quite the atmosphere. Unfortunately, not the result we wanted that evening. But yeah, there, I guess what mid to late second quarter when the rain started to fall and it just sent the students in the Boneyard into a frenzy, that really allowed you to get a sense for what Dowdy Ficklin could be like.
Yeah, for sure. During the lightning delay, I went to Sup Dogs, got some food. So I got to experience kind of all the game day atmospheres at Sup Dogs, you know, outside of football. And then I kind of went to the tailgating before. The tailgating is awesome, man. That's just really cool. It's kind of electric, you know, driving through there, seeing all that tailgating, just seeing the passion for the fan base, you know. That's a big thing for me, finding a school with a passionate fan base, you know, playing in front of fans and stuff like that. And I think East Carolina has the best fan base in the country.
Yeah, definitely, definitely a tremendous fan base. And one of the things I heard Coach Houston yesterday in his signing day press conference, he gave a lot of credit to yourself as well as another couple members of this class for doing a tremendous job, much like Holt Nailers did, who we just referenced, of doing your part to help keep things together when there were some turbulent waters on this fall.
Yeah, for sure. You know, keep up with the recruits. You know, I know Coach Houston, the whole staff has a lot, especially during the season. So I'm just trying to do their, you know, help them out, make their job easier, you know, talk to the recruits, so not just offensive guys, but defensive guys too, you know, getting them excited so we can go in there and work. You know, one thing about me is I'm going to give it my all. I'm a hard worker. And so I just want to help this team be better. If that's on the field or off the field, I just want to do everything I can for this program. And so, you know, keeping those recruits here is one way I can do that.
And he said, you know, much like a head coach, a head coach is only going to be as good as his staff. He said, you're certainly very intelligent, and you know that you're only going to be as good as the personnel around you, be it your offensive line and skill talent.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think we have a great group. I'm really excited about all these recruits, you know. They're elite players and elite people too, like Coach Houston said in his group, his press conference. So, you know, talking with those guys, they're great people, and they're all hungry. You know, we text in our group chat all the time, like, let's go put East Carolina on the map. Let's go get them in the playoff. You know, I think we can keep that group of five spot, you know, in the coming years.
Yeah, no doubt that this program can do what the Liberty Flames did this year, going out to play the Oregon Ducks in the Fiesta Bowl. Really look forward to that happening. And, you know, a few more things for you. I know a unique opportunity that is going to come to pass at East Carolina, but something that's been happening the last few years, I guess throughout your childhood, is the chance to throw passes to your brother, Connor. I know he also, you said he's going to be playing some quarterback as well, or has in the past. But talk about that chemistry there that you have, having the opportunity to have your brother Connor as one of your wide receivers.
Yeah, that's really special. Our dad's done a great job, growing up. You know, we always played together. We never played against each other, so we never fought. It was always kind of a team thing, you know, us two playing against him. And so we've always had chemistry. We played basketball together, football together growing up. And so we've always been close. I had that chemistry, and, you know, putting it on the field the last 2 years, he's been a big part of these last two state championships. You know, earning All-State this year was incredible. You know, he should have gotten both sides of the ball. But what he did for our team this year, his football IQ is insane. You know, he knows what's going on the field, and he's an electric athlete. And so, you know, just throwing to him, you know, makes my job easy, and it's exciting throwing a touchdown pass to him.
Now, as you take a look at this era of college football, we were discussing this a little bit off the air before we started recording, and that is, you know, just the transfer portal era, NIL, you know, so many things at play, conference expansion going on, just seismic shift around college football. And as you take a look at East Carolina, you talk about the facilities and the impressive atmosphere, and the Pirates are in the process of raising $25 million to build an indoor facility, currently having raised $17 million of those $25 million. And so just during the recruitment process, you know, what have you heard about this project?
Yeah, they just told us, you know, we'll have it indoor soon. But, you know, I think there are bigger things in recruiting than having an indoor facility. You know, Greenville's a nice place. They have nice weather. And so I don't think it'll get too cold. But, you know, that's not really my worries. You know, I'm just trying to get better each day at practice, whether that's in the indoor facility or out in the field.
And then as far as NIL is concerned, you know, be it yourself or just generally speaking, you know, from teammates that are being recruited elsewhere, talk about the impact the NIL is having. East Carolina, Team Boneyard, you can, if you're a Pirate fan, tune into this, and you would like to join the calls, and then go to teamboneyard.org. This year, we have a goal in 2024 of raising in excess of $1 million. But, you know, just from your perspective, how important was that for you? You know, from what I'm hearing, sure, it'd be nice, but there were more important things. But, you know, just generally speaking, from others that you associate with, tell us about that landscape.
Yeah, NIL is a big deal, you know, in recruiting stuff. For me, you know, I just want to play football. You know, I don't need the money. I really had that money go to my teammates, and so that, you know, they earned stuff on the field. You know, I think you got to earn it before, you know, you just get that paycheck. But I'm a hard worker. I just want to go, you know, play football. But, you know, talking to guys around the country, I think it's a big deal in recruiting. But, you know, just from a personal perspective, I'll just go play football and just go try to win games for this program.
No doubt. And that's refreshing to hear in this day and age. And before we let you get out of here, I really appreciate your time, but we'll go quickly through what we call the 2-minute drill. We'll start off. Favorite quarterback?
Brock Purdy.
Favorite NFL team?
Cowboys.
Favorite music artist or group?
Ooh, Lil Baby.
Favorite movie?
You cut out, I'm sorry.
Favorite movie?
Ooh. The Hangover.
Good choice. And favorite hobby outside of sports?
Man, you got me. Might be ping pong. I'm a pretty good ping pong player.
Gotcha.
Might be it.
Some battles going on in the basement with ping pong between you and Connor, huh?
Oh, for sure. And Coach Redman's a really good ping pong player. He played a lot, you know, in the locker room in the NFL. So, yeah, I have battles with him as well.
Yeah, that's one of those things certainly that a lot of locker rooms and facilities have. But Cole, really appreciate you the time. I know you're busy and throughout the holidays, you know, playing basketball. So we appreciate you carving out 15 minutes for us. And we look forward to getting to know you as you get here to Greenville and East Carolina.
Oh, for sure. Appreciate you having me on. I can't wait to give it my all for Pirate Nation.
Tell Pirate Nation if they'd like how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, just Cole Hodge_2 on Instagram, or Cole_Hodge PG quarterback on Twitter.
Again, appreciate the time, Pirate Nation. Be sure to follow us on social media at the Sports OBJ on X, at the Sports Objective on Instagram, and then also at the Sports Objective on TikTok. But for future East Carolina quarterback Cole Hodge, I'm Bubba Rosenbaum. You've been watching and listening to the Sports Objective. Take care, everyone, and as always, go Pirates.